Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing our sermon hymn at this time. Let everyone stand except the fathers. Faith of our fathers, living still, in spite of love that Samuel, the 18th chapter and the 33rd verse. And the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went thus, he said, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son. The next father for today's message is St. Luke, the 15th chapter, 32nd verse. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. The subject that the Lord gave me this week for this message was religious and loving fathers, wayward and prodigal sons. We have a saying here by Locke: parents wonder why the streams are bitter when they themselves have poisoned the fountain. Amen. This one is by F. Randolph. Whoever makes his father's heart to bleed shall have a child that will revenge the deed. This is by G. Goodrich. When our parents are living, we feel that they stand between us and death. When they are gone, we ourselves are in the forefront of the battle. Amen. Amen. My dear beloved, this is by Euripides. Unblessed is the son who does not honor his parents, but is reverent and obedient to them, he will receive the same from his own children. All right. My dear beloved, our first scripture writer today is Samuel. In Hebrew it says Shemuel, name of God. Some grammarians refer to a derivation from Yeshuan. Others associate the name with Sheol, are the basis of Samuel, 1 Samuel 1 and 20. Is often called the last of the judges, 1 Samuel 1, 7, 6, 15, and 17. The account of the events associated with the birth of Samuel indicates that his parents were a devoted couple. Oh, isn't that all right? As all parents should be, with such responsibilities that are placed upon them. His parents were a devoted couple, Elkanah and Hannah, of Romanithian Zephion in the hill country of Ephraim. Samuel's birth was the answering of a complaint to God for a male child, and a propositional prayer, which was answered in her promise and kept her promise to render the child to the service of her God. Samuel became a judge, an anointing judge, on myriad occasions, and the anointer of David, the greatest king of Israel, the youngest son of Jesse, a sheep herder, a shepherd boy, a God-given gift of musical composition, known as the Psalms. Most of the Psalms of David, a man after God's own heart. Amen. A devout man of God with a high fidelity, a loyalty, a trust, and faith, and hope, confidence in the God who had protected him, listen carefully, as a shepherd boy, from the wild animals of the forest and the meadows, who would devour his father, who in his first composition, O Lord, depicted the blessings of anyone who was totally, listen carefully, totally committed to God, and put their trust in the almighty and everlasting God. Amen. Who proclaimed, O Lord, that God, as a monotheist, what we mean by that as a monotheist, these are people that believe in one God. Amen. The henotheists or the polytheists believe in God, but they have other gods. Are we right about it? That they also believe in. But David believed, as I believe, in one living and almighty and everlasting God. I pray that is your belief. Amen. David was a dynamic and profound religious person. He believed in making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, I wish Hope Will could take on some of that belief today. Unto the Lord, and silence in this context is dead, says the Lord Jesus. We only have two people in Christianity, the living and the dead. Amen. His instrument was a harp that he played so profoundly and so melodious, advocating that the Lord was everything that he needed. What about you? Is he everything you need? He's everything I need. Amen. David said, O Lord, he is his light and his salvation. As every contemporary father should do in the real world, as a role model, should let his own children know where he stands. Amen. And where our everlasting hope and trust is, as King David, being our role model. I can speak only for Hamby, T.E. Hamby, like David. My whole trust is in Jesus. You understand me real good? It scares folks sometimes for some of the things that I do. But I know what I'm doing because I trust in the Lord. It may look strange to you because your trust may not be as colossal as mine. But my whole trust is in Jesus. Like David, I look to the hills of the Lord, who has never failed me. I mean never. And like unto David, the Lord is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. And like David, the Lord has been my mother and father, sister and for the Lord. Amen. The Lord, says David, has been good to me. For this I'm not ashamed, and to thanks to the Lord. You know, one day, David had won a great battle. And he knew that the Lord was with him. So what happened? He went down the road, singing and shouting and dancing, praising his God. You know, there are a lot of folk when you say amen,
really shut down your ear. They thank you. They may thank you, foolish assembly, but don't you worry about that. Because there's going to be another day. What goes around comes around. Jesus said, be ashamed on me before my, I'll be ashamed on you before my heavenly Father. David's wife thought he was a lunatic or something. He said, now, you know you're a king and you know you ought to act like that. Some folk think they're so cute. So sophisticated. So pretty. So eloquent. But who allowed you to be that way? Who allowed you in your beauty and in your sophistication? My God isn't sophisticated, God. He's not a tramp. Who allowed you to be that way? You won't act that way, David. You are king before the people, but David didn't hear a word she said. It's like a lady one time in a revival. She was kept saying amen and hallelujah. And the minister told her, said, now you just be quiet. I have a brand new percolator I'm going to give you, and I have some new silverware I'm going to give you, and I have this. The people in the church told her that, and I'm going to give you that, all of this stuff. But when that minister began to spiritualize the Lord at the end of his message, this woman said, you can have all of this junk. Take it back. I'm going to shout to the Lord. I know who has brought me.
Yes, sir.
I don't need this, but I do need the Lord. You can have it all back. David said, I cannot help but say, praise God. I cannot help but say, hallelujah. God who has brought me,
yes, sir.
Who has walked my myriad valleys, who has protected me these many years. I don't care what you say, wife, I'm going to say hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to clap my hands, I'm going to say amen, I'm going to dance a little bit,
yes, sir.
For the Lord God. If anyone present today, mothers, sons, and daughters, you ought to have a religion that controls you. Too many folks have a religion that they can control. Too many folks are not going to sing before they leave home. I'm not going to say amen. They made up their mind before they left home. I know what I'm talking about. I know I'm right. You're controlling your religion. You ought to have a religion that will make you say, who is it that woke me up early this morning? Who was it that brought me through hard times and troubles and to trials and tribulations? Who was it? I'll tell you who it was. It was the Lord God through Jesus. Singing and praying and mourning and preaching. You can control your religion, you need to be converted. You also need a new religion. Yes, King David had in his life, as we all are very capable of doing, but a child of God, O Lord, who will pray to be restored, as David the mighty, prolific, and prodigious king of Israel did. In his erring life, O Lord, he couldn't strike a tune. After he had sinned, but he stayed after God's own heart. He hung his harp upon the wall. When anybody's out of grace, my Lord, you're out of tune with God. Amen, Judge. You ought to try to get back in tune as quickly as you possibly can. Sometimes we expire so quick. We don't have time to close our eyes. Amen. You ought to stay in touch with God. So David, we'll be through in a little while, repaid, prayed to be restored to the Lord through his interrogative way he asked, God, what shall I render for your benefit. How much do I owe you? Well, I pay my vows unto the Lord. But isn't this complete? No. My desire, O Lord, my main desire is for you to take me back. Bible says, restore unto me, O Lord, the joy of my salvation. And O Lord, the joy that I used to know when I was a shepherd boy, watching over my sheep, saying, and O Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not know that I used to know. Put myself and my whole trust in the Lord Jesus. Not the president, the governor, we need them, yes. Not the senator, the congressman, the mayor, or the doctors. I do trust them so far. The Lord works through all of them. Amen. For Jesus will and can do his work through all of us. A very Father, oh very faithful Father. But oh my Lord, David, his third son, Absalom, Hebrew language, Absalom. Father in peace, 1 Kings 15, 2 and 10. The third son of David by mother, daughter of Tamalia, king of Jeshurun, a small district northeast of Lake Galilee, 2 Samuel 3 and 3. 1 Chronicles 3 and 2, David's eldest son, Absalom's half-brother, O Lord, and ravished Absalom's sister, Tamar, 2 Samuel 13, 1 and 9, which greatly angered David. But Ammon was punished, 13, 21. Absalom nursed his hatred for 2 years. Let me tell you something, church. Do not go around nursing hatred. You understand me good? Waiting, watching, hoping and praying to get even with somebody. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's revenge in all of us. There are a lot of folk I'd like to get even with. I'm not a liar, preacher. I'm going to tell you the truth. And in my life, there are a lot of people I don't mind doing a little time for. But I'm over that. My trust is in the Lord. Don't go around hating folk, carrying envy and jealousy in your heart. Because it is you. You're the one that is going to hinder in the long run. So Absalom was angry. He nursed his hatred. A lot of folk carry hatred year in and year out. Yeah. I can't forget it. I'm going to forgive you, but I surely ain't going to forget it. You ain't going to do nothing until you completely eradicate it from your mind and trust in the Lord. I've heard people say that many a time. For years, then treacherously pronounced Ammon's assassination. 13 and 22, 29. Absalom fled. Listen carefully. Now you're going to have to stay with me to keep this connected. Absalom fled his grandfather Jesse and remained with him 3 years, 13, 37, and 39. David decided to go unto Absalom. He was all right, for Ammon was dead. Now, you see, God will take care of all of that you want to get revenge on. He said, vengeance belongs to me. All you have to do is just put them in the bank and just put a little time on it. He will work things out. Absalom was, well, he wasn't a good boy. For one thing, he was too beautiful.
My Lord,
I want to tell you something right now. We have too many men and young men that think they are beautiful. I know you're not going to say it. My wife goes to her beauty shop. Now they sitting up in there. I know you don't like me, but I don't care. Yeah. Riding down the highway with cattle in the head. Corn in the hair all day. I got news for you. I don't care how you think you look. You ain't bitter. God didn't make you that way.
No.
He made women beautiful, not us. Stand in the mirror all day long if you want to. When you come out, you're going to look the same. Got a little story to tell you. There was a Jew, a white man, and an Indian on a flight, and they stepped on the scale, and the scale's supposed to tell you who you are and what you are and what you be. The white man stepped up there, he said, you're 29 years old, you're white. The Indian stepped up there and said, you're Indian, and you're 30 years old, and you have a tomahawk hanging on your shoulder. I was saying about the story, said the nigga stepped up there and he said, you're a nigga. I said, you're a black man. You're going to Cleveland. That's where they go anyway. Amen. That's where they both probably go anyway. All right. So he's going to Cleveland. So the nigga didn't like that, so he took the Indian's hatchet and the Indian agreed to put on his head, stepped back up on the scale. And the scale said, you still in here. You still going to Cleveland with a plane you want to catch and leave. So let me tell you one thing. Be yourself.
That's right.
Be yourself. If you want to be like anybody, be like Jesus. Absolute truth. Stuck on himself. He was a beautiful man, the Bible said. Read your Bible. Beautiful. Long hair, which came his downfall. Pimped all the time. Mean and treacherous and egotistical. Thought there wasn't anybody in Israel and Judah but Absalom. God has a way of cutting you down. Oh, yeah. God has a way of putting the egotist off of his egotistical road and train and weave and run. Yes, time went by. We'd be through in a moment. Absalom was trickery. By introspection, are selfish. In all of Israel, my Bible said, there was none so much praised as Absalom. Church, don't let too many praise go to your head. I listened to Reverend Twiggy. So finally, as he preached over yonder Sunday in chapel, I said, now, I got up to make a talk. I said, well, who couldn't preach him is false and encompassed by so great a crowd of witnesses in a live church like you are? And he got up and he said the same thing. Reverend Henry said it right. He said, who couldn't preach here this afternoon? But what about on Sunday morning? Mm-hmm. Everybody was shouting and calling and going on. A live church makes a difference, church. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Makes a lot of difference. But Absalom, all of this town around about him praised him for his beauty and for the abundance of his hair. I don't know if any of you in here have as much hair as Absalom had. The Bible said it trickled down. He was just too stuck on himself. Don't make no difference how much hair he had, he still was a man.